We grow corn, soybeans, wheat. We do some edible beans as well. We also run a granary here at the farm. We store dry and ship out other people's grains for them. And then we've got a fleet of trucks as well that that services the granary and the farm. So we're an incorporation, so the getting transfer of shares and doing an estate freeze. There's some big numbers with farms now with some of the asset prices. You know what land has done in the last little while. So getting that done, getting this properly, it took a long time, and it was fairly expensive, to be honest. We had to kind of think like a business, and those were the questions that the lawyers and the accountants were asking us as a business, and it really, really put it to us. So I think we've got through it. Luckily, we're all pretty amenable, my whole family. We get along very well. We're very open with what we all kind of wanted out of the process and what we kind of had for goals for the end product. So I think we're in a pretty good place.
Looking ahead for your kids, is that something that you've got on the radar yet?
In a way, you have to plan for, you can't plan for every eventuality. You can plan for the future a little bit, but knowing what they want to do, they're my daughter's 3, my son's 1.5, so they're a long ways away. But we structured a little bit for that. But you can't plan for everything. So just hoping that they come on, and then when that happens, we'll deal with that. So,
talk to me a little bit about how technology influences your day to day.
It's changed considerably in 20 years. We've gone from, you know, everything being analog or gear driven and ground drive to everything's electric drive now. It's computer driven, GPS controlled. Most of the stuff, I've got section control activation on. So when it comes to the end of the field, each row shuts off individually, reducing, there's no overlap at all. Whereas before you would overlap, you know, the whole thing until you had the last row filled in. So you're wasting seed, wasting fertilizer. Everything now is, computer controlled, GPS driven. Most of my field work is based off prescriptions, so the lower part of the field with lower fertility is not going to produce as well. Maybe just the soil profile, it can't support a big crop, so we'll put less fertilizer there because it's not going to respond to it. And then the better part of the field, a little more organic matter, it can produce a little more. We'll put a little more fertilizer there. So you're still putting about the same amount down, but you're just putting it where it's needed instead of where it's not. It kind of reduces the possibility of pollution.
The finesse that you can drop seed now is...
Yeah. The uniformity is much higher than it used to be, which uniformity in the crop really helps drive yield up, right? Having a couple plants, even, 2 or 3 inches shorter or a different stage, it's essentially weed at that point, right? The competition between them, they're supposed to come up uniformly and evenly, and having that that technology, that sub-inch accuracy in some cases, can really help create that uniformity, so...
Tell me a little bit more about how GPS and that technology plays a part.
So it started probably about, 10, 15 years ago around here. We started first with auto steer. So the tractors, they get a receiver on top, and then you can create a line across the field, and the tractor follows that line. And that helped a lot with just reducing overlap. From there, it spread to section control, like I mentioned earlier, where you start shutting down units as they go across the end without lifting the whole implement up. So you're reducing the overlap of the product that you're applying. And then from there, it expanded again into some prescription mapping and stuff.
Looking at the future for you, where do you see technology taking you in the next 5, 10, 20 years?
So I've got a cousin. He just got into selling drones, ag drones, so they can do seed, fertilizer, being able to fly a drone across and put the fertilizer, the seeds on at the time you need them, even if the conditions aren't perfect. I think that's an untapped thing that we can get into.